a great day to be for change in Indiana, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is a great day for change. It's a great place for change, whether it's Purdue helping put a man on the moon or starting to resolve our energy crisis, or in Lafayette electing 100% of the town or the city council and the mayor, Roswarski, by 82%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ticket that's going to match that. They don't have to get 82%. 51% is okay. This is where change starts. And for me, in the 4th Congressional District, this is where the change started. I've had such an outpouring of support in this part of the district, all over Tippecanoe County, and it has flowed to so many other areas. Some of those areas actually started a little on their own as well, and I'm proud of that. But this is an example of what careful and good and deliberate and energetic and inspired leadership can do in a county and in a city. And I'm so proud to be here. Some of you may know that I'm running for the United States Congress, but... Joe Hogshead, because Joe is one of the most energetic, indefatigable, if I said that word right, loyal, dedicated, and continuously working so well for the Democratic Party and for strong leadership in Indiana. And when he finds out that there is a different person running for president as Democrat than he first supported, he enthusiastically supports that new candidate and that soon-to-be President of the United States. And Joe, we thank you very much. My main job here today, and clearly the most important job, is to introduce one of America's finest legislators and statesmen, and a dear friend of mine. And I want to say that the man I'm going to introduce in a few minutes, Senator Birch Bayh, is change embodied. He is the champion for change of the state of Indiana. And I will be talking a little about that. But I want you to know I'm not introducing him just because I happen to have the honor of running for Congress. My relationship with Senator Birch Bayh has gone back, dare I say it, well over 30 years. And it started probably when, I'll go back in reverse order perhaps, but I'll go back to Purdue. It started at Purdue. A little known fact is that Birch Bayh and I both are graduates of the School of Agriculture at Purdue University. Many of you know that Birch has roots on a farm in Vigo County near Shirkeyville. And some of you know that my roots, and still my home in many respects, is that farm where I grew up near Eagletown. But the roots of my mother's family and the roots that sound more like Shirkeyville are from a little town in Boone County. Well, it's not a town. It's a crossroads, really. It's Possum Trot, Indiana. So I am from Possum Trot. Birch is from Shirkeyville. And we're both farmers from the School of Agriculture at Purdue. And we're both proud that in this country so much can be done from any kind of a background, from anywhere. And it is time to restart that in this country. Birch, as many of you know, has been the champion of change in so many ways. And I will list a few. My daughters had a chance to participate in high school athletics because of Birch Bayh. Obama's daughters are going to have an opportunity, as he has mentioned time and time again, to participate fully in every aspect of American life with that glass ceiling fully removed because of the leadership that he is going to give to this great country that we love. And that also can be traced back to the work of Birch Bayh. I first became acquainted with Senator Bayh when I was a student at Purdue, and I was had the fortune of being the national president of Future Farmers of America. But most importantly, the inspiration that I drew from this man had an awful lot to do with the civil rights movement. He was a fighter from the very beginning for equal rights. Yes. And he fought not just with his words, but he fought with actions. He fought with appointments. He fought with hard votes that cost him votes in parts of this state time and time again, because there were some people, and unfortunately there's still a few left, who look at the complexion of a person's skin before they decide anything about a vote. We're going to bring that to an end this year. But Birch had so much to do with the process that started so many years ago to create equal rights, regardless of race, religion, creed, color, or sexual orientation, and that is Birch Bayh. So. When we say change in Indiana, we know it can be done. Somebody's supporting us out there. When we say change, we know it can be done because we've seen it done. Birch did that in times that were equally tough to the times that we're facing today. And we can do that again. We can do that with strong leadership. We can restore the strength of this economy. We know we can. We can renew the energy that's available from our own U.S. resources and reduce the dependence on foreign oil. We know we can do that. And we can reclaim the greatness of America, both at home and abroad. That will be done in Indiana because this state will be blue. And that will be done. President Obama, with a strong Congress to support him, and with the inspiration that has been a guiding force in the lives of so many of us in this room, including specifically a very dramatic guiding force in my life, Senator Birch Bayh. Yeah!